The Youth's Instructor, July 7, 1898. God's Word, Our Study Book, Number 2. Our students need lessons that they have not yet received. There must be no lowering of the standard as to what constitutes true education. It must be raised far above where it now stands. It is not men whom we are to exalt and worship. It is God, the only true and living God, to whom our worship and reverence are due. According to the teaching of the Scriptures, it dishonors God to address ministers as reverend. No mortal has any right to attach this to his own name or to the name of any other human being. It belongs only to God, to distinguish him from every other being. Those who lay claim to this title take to themselves God's holy honor. They have no right to the stolen word, whatever their position may be. Holy and reverend is his name. We dishonor God when we use this word where it does not belong. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Let the brightest example the world has yet seen be your example, rather than the greatest and most learned men of the age, who know not God, nor Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. The Father and the Son alone are to be exalted. The cross of Christ, how many believe it to be what it is? How many bring it into their studies and know its true significance? There could not be a Christian in our world without the cross of Christ. Then keep it before the schools as the foundation of all true education. Turn from the examples of the world. Cease to extol the professedly great men. Turn the mind from the glory of everything save the cross of Christ. Said Paul, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let all, from the highest to the lowest, understand what it means to glory in the cross of Christ. That cross is to be bravely and manfully borne. Christ declares, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And to all who will lift it and bear it after Christ, the cross is a pledge of the crown of glory that can never fade away. The most essential lessons for students to obtain are those that will point them to straight paths which lead, not to the world, but from the world, to the cross of Calvary. Their studies should be of that character which will make them most successful in the service of God and enable them to walk in the footsteps of Christ. This is the highest science that we can learn, the science of salvation. The cross of Calvary, rightly regarded, is true philosophy, pure and undefiled religion. It is eternal life to all who believe. By painstaking effort, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, it should be impressed upon the minds of students that the cross of Christ is just as efficacious now as in Paul's day, and should be as perfectly understood by them as it was by the great apostle, who could declare, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Christ was crucified for fallen man. But to many who call themselves Christians, this event is nothing. In practice, they deny the cross of Christ. They know it not. They glory not in it. They admit that Christ died on the cross, but because there is a crucifixion for them to experience, they will not receive the lessons that lead to self-denial and self-sacrifice. They are Christians in name only. The central point of their faith is not a crucified and risen Savior who brings to all that receive Him the privilege of being sons and daughters of God. Students, study the Scriptures. Know that the only thing in which you can safely glory is that which will open to you the gates of the city of God. Learn from the Word of God how to form characters fitted for the country you are seeking. Know that Christ is to be set forth among you, and that all that was lost in Adam, the cross of Christ, fully restores to every believing soul. Then your testimony will be, "For me, Lord, thou wast fastened to the cross. Thy life was given for me, that I might have eternal life in the city of God. I will look to thee for my salvation. I will cleanse myself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness through thy grace and in thy name. Thy blood alone can cleanse me from all sin. It speaks to me better things than that of Abel. Thy suffering becomes to me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world."